now back to the news. Here's Mike to introduce the last batch of stories.
Norwich City have now only lost one of their last six matches, and this week saw an away cup win and a gritty home draw. We have short accounts from both matches. In addition, we'll hear that season ticket prices are going up and fans in Syria are following the Canaries from 3,000 miles away. While Syrian fans are happy, more local fans are not, because those going away to matches have been subjected to violence and abuse. But we start with the good news from Molineux, where Norwich knocked Wolves out of the FA Cup 1-0.
No longer is laughter the sound you can hear. It's the quickening tempo of a Norwich City squad marching to a new beat. This Canaries collective was never as bad or hapless as the sneering voices tried to convince the majority, who just wanted some tangible evidence to cling to that would be different this time round. Nor, by the same token, does four wins in the last five and a spirited FA Cup passage at the expense of Premier League good things Wolves signal the worst is over. With Manchester City and Liverpool on the horizon, after what already feels an epic in store against Crystal Palace on Wednesday, the route to survival remains hazardous. Now City must live in the moment. Beating a Wolves side who made no outfield changes to a team who had won at Brentford in the Premier League last time out to seal a fifth win in their last six should be savoured. But what was more impressive is that the Canaries were able to pick up the threads from where they had finished on that sumptuous night at Watford nearly 2 weeks before. That underlines that this feels sustainable under Smith's stewardship. There will be missteps and setbacks to come, but there is a sure-footedness spanning these past five outings that bodes well. What is outside his control would be another wave of injury or illness, particularly to key personnel. That's why the margins remain wafer-thin. But Norwich have a chance. They must grab it now and cling on.
Norwich City are back in the Premier League relegation zone after failing to put Crystal Palace to the sword before holding on desperately for a 1-1 draw last night. The Canaries flew out of the blocks with a goal just after 38 seconds, sending Carrow Road wild. A brilliant play from Milo Rashica on the left allowed Adam Ida to tee up Tia Pukki for his sixth goal of the season. Pukki should have made it 2-0 in the 22nd minute, but hesitated, having seen another brilliant Rashica cross nodded away from him at the last second at close quarters just before. However, a disallowed goal, two important Angus Gunn saves, and crucially, Wilfred Zaha firing penalty wide meant City were clinging on to their point at the end. "We were very disappointed," Shakika told BT Sport after the final whistle. "We should have won the game and finished the game earlier, but we also had a little bit of luck on our side. We should have quite a few good points, but at least it's 1 point. After Newcastle's win on Tuesday, Dean Smith's team are 18th but unbeaten in three league games, ahead of a tough matches against Manchester City and Liverpool.
Renewal details for season tickets have been announced by Norwich City, with a price rise announced for the first time in 9 years. The cheapest season tickets for adults in areas including the Barclay Stand, River End and Snake Pit will rise around 7%, from £499.50 to £534.50 before the first deadline of March the 20th. Adults in the most expensive standard seating areas rise from £579.50 to £599.50, a rise of around 3.5%. Based on adult seats in the most expensive standard seating areas, the central seats in the South Stand and the City Stand, that are renewed before the first deadline, the rise equates to just over £1 per game in the Premier League or just under £1 in the Championship.
Despite an ongoing civil war, a 600-strong group of Norwich City fans in Syria are following the Canaries' fortune from almost 3,000 miles away. The Syrian Canaries, based in Latika City, have been following the team's fortune since 2019, when a group of fans fell in love with Norwich City while watching their now famous 3-2 win over Manchester City. However, due to the country's closed borders causing difficulties with international trade, the group have never got their hands on a Canary shirt. Ali Zaret, who runs the group's Facebook page, said following the team provided a welcome distraction from the hard times in the country. He said, "When we first saw Norwich, it was against Manchester City when Norwich won 3-2. After that, I started looking for more about this club and watching its matches one by one. But then I liked the club so much, I thought I'd share it with all the fans here. I founded the Norwich City Fans Association in Syria, which has gained popularity since its inception. One of our goals is to introduce the Syrian public to Norwich and change the stereotyped image of supporting big clubs that we are gradually growing up and increasing numbers."
Norwich City fans celebrating well-earned wins at away matches say coked-up home fans are creating a poisonous atmosphere. Canaries taken to the road to cheer their team on say they're increasingly being subject to violence and abuse. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, said he believes the reasons are down to pent-up anger in lockdown and a new trend for snorting hard drugs. It comes after a huge spike in football fan-related arrests this season. Mr. Sainty said, "You're getting back to the 1970s when you had large numbers of police. Hopefully it won't get that bad. The fans need to sort it out."
Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. Here's our usual reminder. When you've finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it's worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and our thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Alex Holmes. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We'll definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website, which is www.cbtn.org.uk. Until then, we would all like to wish you a very pleasant week.